Hello to everyone. This is Brother Two Post.
And Sister Amen. We're happy to be here and encourage you one more day.
We are. We traveled down the road. We had a good distance to travel to get to our preach tomorrow. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But we, as usual, praise the Lord, witnessed on the way, did we not, Sister Amen?
Oh, we did. It was awesome.
Let's see. We hit thrift stores, produce stands, Denton Bent food stores, gas stations. Did I miss anything else?
Think so, and flying gospel signs all along the way.
Multiple signs on the way. We were handing out gospel cards, had some good witnessing.
Yeah.
I got to talk to, this morning, right as we were getting going, a man got dropped off right in front of us, and he had a cart and a backpack and everything on it, and he was headed to the bus station, getting ready to go down to Missouri, where he's going to go, he said, be homeless down in Missouri, and it was pretty awesome. I got to talk to him. I got to love on him as a neighbor. I got to share the gospel with him. His name was Marty. Marty the Nomad. I said, we're nomads too.
All right.
And we're drifting just like he's drifting through life, except we're following Christ. And that's why we're out here. He didn't claim to be a Christian, but he did say he was interested in the things of God. And I asked him if he had a Bible, and he said no. And I said, would you read one if I give it to you? He goes, I would. I said, you promise me you'll read it. I said, because they cost money. He said, I'd read it. So I went and got him a Bible and wrote my name, a number, my website on it, and told him we're here for him, preached the gospel to him. So it was pretty awesome. It was perfect timing. And guess what, Sister Amen? He was a rough-looking, homeless guy with tattoos, and I preached the gospel to him. He didn't call police on me. He didn't get mad at me.
Yeah.
He thanked me, and he walked down the road.
That's awesome.
What do you think of that?
Well, it makes me think about another instance that happened today as we're flying down the big superhighway. A big beer truck passed us. Yeah. Guys honking and waving at a big beer semi-truck. And we were thinking about how the modern pastors get mad and call the police on us. And
or the religious people drive by and flip us off.
Yep, and the church people, when we're out there sharing the truth, they yell at us. And
but the beer truck driver saw our sign said, repent, obey Jesus, not the churches. He got that. The churches are corrupt, so that was kind of interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. So we got where we needed to be today, and then we got to do some edification. I got to just rejoice. I saw a brother today. I won't give all the details, but I saw him rise up, come out of a weak, fleshly situation to overcome it, to walk in the Spirit, and guess what happened? Because of it, he got to witness the gospel to somebody that he only would have seen if he was right where he needed to be on this day. And because he overcame his flesh, he was right there. He witnessed the gospel to this person who's leaving, and he'll never see him again. And he told him, make sure you're living for the right kingdom. And he gave him a gospel card and witnessed to him. So,
that's so awesome.
I'm rejoicing the brother got to rise up over his flesh. Go read Romans 8, and that's a great chapter about overcoming our flesh. We can't please God in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Drummond, what's on your heart, your mind, your life, your lips? What's on your, how do you want to edify today?
Well, if I can get my notes here, because I have a scripture verse in there, I wanted to share about how we went into one of the stores. It was a Denton Bent. I just happened to be looking as we were going through the town. I was like, hey, I'm just gonna see if they got a Denton Bent there and if it's on our way. Well, we were gonna drive right by it, so we stopped in there. And we were no longer in there 30 seconds when a woman come by. She's a woman worker. And she's like, how you doing today? I said, I'm doing awesome. How about you? She goes, have you ever been here before? And I said, no. And she talked to me a little bit. And I ended up giving her a gospel card. And I wanted to talk to her about it. But she was kind of like, kind of a little bit standoffish after that. Stuck in her pocket. And she's kind of, I talked a little bit more. But then I could see she kind of wanted to get moving on the way. She was polite, but, you know.
Not interested.
End of the conversation. Yep. And so we did some shopping, and as we were checking out, while we were shopping there was another checkout lady there, and she was just kind of standing there, and I asked her a couple questions about something, and she seemed like, I don't know if she was crabby or tired or just kind of distant, and so I didn't really bother her much. I just had a couple questions. And as we were checking out, the first lady was ringing us up, and the second lady was putting the stuff in the bag, and I said, here, I want to give you one of these. A gospel card, good news, how to find eternal life, and I gave it to her.
She perked right up.
She did. She's smiling. She's like, wow, thank you. She's standing there reading. She was like really excited about it. And I was thinking about this, and I know this scripture isn't quite the context of it, but we can kind of see something from it. James 2, 2 through 4. For if there come into your assembly a man with gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in the good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool, are ye not then partial in yourselves, and ye are become judges of evil thoughts? And I know that's a little bit of a different context, but you can see something in there about how if I were to look at those two women, one was really friendly and smiley. This is before the gospel goes out.
Yeah.
And the other one was just kind of standoffish. If I were to just pick one, the first one would have been the one that I would have wanted to give the gospel to and talk to.
You would have judged wrongly.
Yeah, but I wanted to make sure that I didn't on both, and look what happened.
Yeah, James is talking about going by appearance, and that's what we have to be careful of when we're witnessing.
Yep.
Not going by appearance.
Right. Yeah, so I thought that was kind of interesting, and it'd make you sister smile and just share a witnessing opportunity with you. And
that was awesome.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, I think everybody would be edified that listens in to know that I'm seeing a bunch of godly Titus 2 ladies rising up and from all over the world. They haven't even met face to face, some of them, and they're edifying each other daily and sharing good tidings and peace and love and encouragement, and that's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of Hebrews 3:13, one of my favorite verses, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. It just kind of warms my heart to whether it's brother or sisters and see saints kind of looking after each other, taking time to send emails, scripture, encouragement. That's quite a blessing.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty awesome. I was thinking how it's going. Even though the saints are scattered all over, God has the body of Christ, and those who know each other do their best, like you said, Hebrews 3:13, to edify one another.
Yeah.
I was thinking about 1 Corinthians 14, how the godly women, they're quiet. They're watching and learning from the men as the men rise up and grow. They're focusing on their life, working with their hands, minding their own business, edifying one another, sharing the gospel. And I was thinking, that's the whole picture of Ephesians 4:12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And so as you're working with the men and they're putting forth all the fruits of that, the women and sisters all over the world get to see all that out on the internet. We're quietly watching people grow, and then in the meantime, we're edifying each other.
Yeah, working in their own, in where they are in their own ministry, what God has them doing.
Yeah,
that is awesome. Yeah, that's pretty, it's pretty edifying and encouraging to see people that are holy, set apart saints. We're talking about people that have come out of the world, come out of the church system. They live, act, talk, dress, live holy. They've dropped their nets. It's cost them much. They've lost family members, careers, everything. To see those people rise up and then to get to know some of them. We're not talking about false churchianity here. We're talking about the true ecclesia, and to see them care for each other. It's pretty, it's kind of like seeing the scriptures come together, come to life.
Right. And it is a different time now with everybody, you know, being distant, but we're blessed with technology.
Amen.
To be able to do that.
Yeah, amen, amen. So that's awesome. Praise be to God and to those sisters that are being faithful to encourage each other. I had a brother recently say this to me. I thought it was interesting. This brother has much insight in the scriptures, and he said, I've come to realize the worldly life only offers me food and water. The rest most often leads to sin. I thought that was like a good, he said he's been reading the Old Testament, and he quoted some scriptures, and I don't remember writing them down. I should have. I can ask him for them. But he was saying that the Old Testament's warning about what the world offers you, and that the only good thing it really has for you is food and water, and the rest of it can be very troublesome, lust of the eyes, pride of life, all of that type of stuff.
Right, yeah, I was just thinking, 1 John 2:16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world.
Amen, amen. So that's something for us to keep mindful of as we walk through the world, in it, not of it. We don't let it taint us. We don't let it affect us. Paul tells us don't conform to the world. So it's a good mindset to know the world has nothing. Ready? The world, Satan's kingdom, has nothing eternal for us. I think that's what the heart of this brother was aiming at. It has nothing eternal for us. And the water and the food he gives us is not eternal. We need the eternal living water, and we need the eternal bread that Christ gives us. So that's a, that was a pretty good concept that he was talking about.
Right. Can I add something on that?
Absolutely.
We were in a different store today. We had to pop into a hardware store.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, we keep seeing, and it's earlier and earlier in the year, Satan's kingdom taking over more and more. Like 8 or 10 foot tall
witches, demons, witches and Halloween stuff.
And demons. Yeah,
yeah, it's August and they have Halloween stuff out.
And it's all over. And you know, I saw a water globe. You know, water globes that used to have like a little house in there and you could shake it up and then the things fall down. Nothing sinful about that. It was like, could be good and pure and true. It just looks like snow falling on a house.
Yeah, little
now
kids.
Now they got demons in it.
Ghosts
and
goblins and
wicked
stuff.
It's crazy with like red things falling.
Yeah, and most people dabble with Halloween and think it's fun. And most people don't realize it truly is a cult. There are some people that actually worship Satan on that day. But most people are dabbling with it for fun and they don't realize what they're messing with. Strange fire and witchcraft that God abhors and hates. It's an abomination to him.
Yeah, they're playing around with Satan's toys.
Yep.
He's just sticking it right in front of them and playing with it.
Yes, I think we saw those decorations go out the end of July. And I'm going, it's the end of July, and they're putting up... it's not until the end of October.
Well, it's his world pretty soon. Who knows? Everybody will be dressed up like that. Hey, wait a minute.
They are already
tattooing and
inking. Yeah, so something to be mindful of is how Satan has his grips in his culture. And again, we don't want to be like the culture. We want to lovingly speak to people and warn them about that. Not be silent about
it. Amen. We want to shine our light brightly.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. I had another brother. This brother I've never met. He's on the other side of the world. In fact, if I drilled through the earth right where we are, like in the central United States, I would come out to where he is on the other side of the globe, basically.
Really?
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah,
pretty
close. I'm real bad with geography.
Yeah, it's pretty close. But anyway, he's talking about all kinds of strikes that were going on in his community, his country. And how it was leading to riots and burning and just all kinds of war. And him and I were talking, and I'm like, you know what? That really proves to us that this is not Christ's kingdom. People try to make it sound like the earth is God's because he created it, and, you know, it's bad, but God's controlling it all. We're all God's children. Oh, no. You got to be born by the gospel to be Christ's child, God's child. And Christ's kingdom is not of this world. John 18:36. Jesus answered and said, "My kingdom's not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence."
Yeah.
So think about that. This, we always preach it, two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of Satan you're born into. So was I. You got to rebel and repent to enter the kingdom of God in Christ. And so, yeah, when you hear about all the stuff going on in the world, it's not of God. It's of sin and Satan.
Right.
And so one day Christ's going to come back and redeem it all and take it back under control. Any thoughts about that, Sister Emma?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about how dark and horrible it was being in his kingdom. I love being
Satan's.
Born into God's kingdom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're,
yeah, this is awesome.
When the light comes and you're illuminated and you see the difference and...
I love the light. I hate the dark.
Yeah. Yeah, we hate the world. We love the people, but we hate the world. Because if you really love God's truth and God's ways, you will hate sin and hate the ways of the world. There is no in-between ground.
Mm-mm. We notice the longer we're out here, the more we hate the world.
Yeah.
I got to remind myself not to let it get in the flesh, you know, to where if you hate something and it could discourage you, we don't want to be that way. But we want to hate it, and then on the opposite end of it, go out and shine the light even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I got one topic I saw when I was looking up some information. I saw a news blurb, and this talks about the dark heart of man, right? So we talked about the other day how fire came to paradise. Hawaii, the island of Maui, a whole town, a whole area burned to the ground. Over 100 people dead. Wildfires. You know what problems they're having with right now, Sister Amin? What they're worried about and what they're striving against right now.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate developers rushing in and buying up the burnt up crisp land for pennies on the dollar and then looking to make development and make millions and billions of dollars off of it. So think about that. People lose their houses. People lose their lives. People lose their livelihood, their business. They lose everything and men come in just looking to grab something worth millions of dollars or pennies on the dollar so they can make profit. I don't know. It's hard to imagine the heart of man, greediness, the love of money, right?
Right.
Is the root of all kinds of evil. But you know what it made me think about? If these developers can make all kinds of money after a place gets burned down in a place like that, I wonder who set these fires.
I was just gonna say, who's setting the fires?
That's something.
How did they start?
How did they start? Who's setting fires that we can make profit off of it? Reminds me of Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler caused all kinds of false flag attacks so he could blame people and he could get more power. I wonder if these real estate developers or people like that burn places to the ground so they can rush in and buy it cheap.
The heart of man is wicked.
It is.
See all kinds of things like
and
that.
I got a verse on that. The heart of man is wicked. Jeremiah 17:9. Mm-hmm. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
You know, we don't even know it ourselves.
Yeah, we got to be careful.
Deceived by our heart and our flesh.
And we know that, we know God gives us a new heart by the Spirit, but we still have that flesh that we have to walk out. And that's obviously what can play out in our life if we don't contain it, kill it, crucify it. But yeah, that really struck me. It's like, wow, talk about, I mean, it's kind of reminds me of like when a tornado rips through a town and then nobody has a place to stay and the neighboring hotels raise their room rates to like $500 a night. And it's like, wow, taking advantage of people's
that's like
tragedy.
Unjust weight.
Yeah, that'd be an unjust weight.
Measure. I forget what the wording is, but yeah.
Great point. That'd be an unjust weight, and our Father cares about justice. He cares about the downtrodden. He cares about people that are poor and disadvantaged, so watch out if you take advantage of people like that. God's going to be the great equalizer.
Well, didn't Zacharias, he was probably like one of those people, and then he ended up giving back.
He had to make it right.
More so, yeah.
Anything else, Sister Amen? I have one more scripture verse to share.
Oh, I have a scripture verse at the end for the sisters.
Awesome. What do you have to share? What are you going to enlighten us with from the Holy Word of God?
You want me to do mine now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, here. I want to read 1 John 2:28-29. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him.
I love that.
Sisters, let's do that righteousness because of him, for him, and of him.
Remember, righteousness, pretty quick definition, it's right in the word. It's what's right before God.
Mm-hmm.
Righteousness. Yeah, that's awesome.
We want to do that.
So we finished off our day today. Sister Amen, I know, was working on posts for sisters. What did you post?
Oh, I did a post for sisters. Random stuff.
And what's going to be at the top of our audio edification page?
Some videos and a picture.
Did we do the water yet or not? We didn't do that yet. We stopped at a beautiful lake.
There's a few up there. On there, yep.
Okay. Uh-huh. So yeah, check out what's at the top of the audio edification page. And I got on the phone with some brothers and we got to sharpen our swords for a couple hours this evening. It was awesome. And to see men striving and growing in the things of God. And I do have one more verse that I want to share as we close out this audio. A topic we've been talking a lot about is giving up much, like giving up families, and brothers have given up careers. They've given up their own desires and dreams. I want to encourage y'all with this. Ready? This is awesome. Matthew 19:27-30. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Peter's kind of like, hey, we've given up everything. What are we going to have? What's going to become of us kind of thing? And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, ye shall also sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that has forsaken houses, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, or lands for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So I love that. There's a great promise, not only of eternal life, but there's a great promise, practical promises for God's people that are going to come after in the next life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think about that, Sister Amen?
Yeah, that's awesome to think about. you can't really fathom what the next life is going to be like, but you can try based on what we know. Yeah.
Yeah, and so we just strive for the glory of our Savior and our Heavenly Father who's made a way for us. And again, we're just as tools, we're just as vessels. But I thought that scripture would encourage you that for those of you and those of us that have forsaken much, Christ sees it, and your labor, the verse Bible tells us, your labor in God is not in vain.
I love that.
I love that too. Anything else, Sister Amin, as we close out?
I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Where are we headed tomorrow?
To a so-called Christian gospel kind of event something. Not exactly sure, but...
Yep, they're having a gospel music fest in a park, and we're going to show up, and we're going to preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care about the music, but we're going to preach the gospel, and we're going to see if there's anyone here there that has eyes to see and ears to hear.
Right, amen. I hope so.
Yeah.
And if not, God's glorified anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what we'll be doing tomorrow. So pray for us that we have the words to say and the courage and the wisdom to go do it, and that God makes a way. And we will be reporting with audio and video to edify everyone after that preach. Maybe not tomorrow, but whenever we can get it posted.
Right, amen.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Are you ready, Sister Amin?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Are you always ready to go preach the gospel?
I'm always ready, even if I'm feeling half dead, I'll go.
Yeah, we're not getting any younger, but the Lord keeps giving us everything we need, and so we operate in the spirit, not the flesh, and that's what we encourage everybody to do. We all have health issues, even young, old, middle-aged, doesn't matter. Everybody has challenges. There's sickness. There's trials. There's all kinds of things, but we must keep our focus on eternity, and we must overcome all those for the glory of God and push on, fight the battles. He's already won the victory for us. We just got to fight to the other side.
Yeah.
That victory's right there.
Yeah.
It's right on the other side. We just got to fight there to get it.
Yeah, and we do it through his power.
Amen.
We see he just rises us right up above all the issues and anything in front of us. Yeah.
That's awesome. So that's all we got for you today. You go out and seek after Christ. He shed his blood for you. He rose again. What more could the Savior do? He's entered a covenant with his people, a blood covenant. And we have a part to play, like a marriage. I got a part to do. Sister Amin has a part to do. Christ is doing his part. He did it fully, and now he's working in us. You've got a part to do. Every time we read the Bible, we're always running across those scripture verses that tell us we have things to do.
Amen. I love to do.
Amen. And we're not working our way to heaven. We're working for the one that made the way. And our works are just the fruit of his spirit and his word working in us.
And we want to bear much fruit like that apple tree there with all the apples on the ground.
We just parked here.
I posted about that.
Yeah, we'll take a picture of it. There's an apple tree with apples all over the ground. Nobody harvested. I think the wind knocked them down. They're all rotting. But we want to have about that much fruit. It's covered. Or it was. Now it's on the ground.
Oh, yeah, lots on the ground, but there's still more
There's
coming.
Still a lot. I'll take a picture of it. Maybe we'll post it tomorrow.
I have it on my post.
Oh, you got one on your post?
On the sister's post.
Maybe we'll put one up on the audio edification tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So go out, bear much fruit. For the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We love you all. Strive on.
Amen.
We're here to help you any way we can.
We are.
God be praised.